Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, it is Friday morning, and now that we're almost halfway through the month of April, we could really start to think about summertime, summer vacations, and if yours involves getting on an airplane, be prepared to pay more. Joining us right now to talk about some of the fees and other costs that are going up at the airlines, ABC News transportation reporter Clara McMichael. Clara, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Bad news for vacation this year.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Those baggage fees are going up, aren't they?
Yeah, we're just getting hit left and right out there. So most major U.S. airlines have hiked bag fees by about $10, and this is in the last couple weeks. But if bag fees aren't enough, airfare is also rising. We just can't catch a break. And this is really, it's a domino effect from this conflict with Iran and in the Middle East right now, because the Strait of Hormuz is closed. And that's where about a fifth of the world's oil passes through. And so as a result, the price of oil has been higher. Of course, we've all seen this at the pump with those high gas prices, but now it's coming for air travel. So whether you're road tripping or flying for summer vacation this year, it's going to be a little pricey.
A lot of people probably haven't even looked at airline prices since last summer or the last time they took a vacation. If they're not frequent travelers, they may be very surprised to see some of these fees and how much they've increased.
Right. So domestic summer airfares, in some cases, those are going up as much as 20%. That's according to data from travel company Going. As a result, to mitigate some of this, airlines have been cutting capacity on some of their off-peak and even their red-eye routes. So that's for domestic, but international, that's where they're adding fuel surcharges on top of those extra baggage fees, right? So fuel surcharges, you could see those if you're flying internationally. That could be several hundred dollars. Yeah, it's rough out there.
It really is. Those baggage fees, by the way, I could see, you know, overall airline prices, maybe if the price of oil goes down, declining some, just like we see at the gas pump. But those baggage fees, once they go up, they don't usually go back down, do they?
No, they usually don't. I would count on those baggage fees being here to stay. But look, some tips for folks. One thing that I try to live by is I never bring a checked bag if I can help it. Of course, there are lots of tips and tricks to help you compress your stuff into one bag. But if you check in your bag 24 hours ahead of time on the airline's website or their app, that can save you like $5 or so in some cases for some airlines. And of course, if you have that airline's credit card, in some cases, you can get those checked bags for free.
Yeah, that's good advice indeed. Does booking early make a difference?
Well, I would book now because we just don't know how bad it's going to get, right? Hopefully things improve with the ceasefire, but the strait has still been closed for the past few days. So things are still so up in the air. Airlines are counting on this getting worse. They're making those preparations in case it does. Hopefully it doesn't, but they're ready for it. So in some cases, you might be able to book now if you have those dates for your vacation in mind. And then if you can get travel credit back if you cancel, if the price drops significantly, you should cancel and then rebook for that cheaper rate. So that's one thing that could help you out. But just, you know, expect the worst. Hope for the best, but expect the worst here.
Yeah, it's kind of been the watchword for air travel for sure. Claire, I appreciate the reporting. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.